On Christmas Day, I thought I would go on to Belfast and spend a wheen of hours there. I'd never seen the place, and I'd been saving up all my happenings for a good while, so that I would be able to enjoy myself. So I put on my new clothes and I started for the train. I saw nobody that I kenned till I got to Belfast. Wheen's dear, it's a big town that, and an awful place for spending money. You could hardly get over the land brig afore laying out of sections. When I got out at the station house, I saw crowds of folk running this road and that other road. Well, I got that scared for fear of losing myself that I had a notion of lying down ahead the station house till the train would be ready to burl back home again. Whenever I plucked up heart and I went out to the front door, I seen something there that pleased me. I'm sure there wasn't less nor 20 horses and jaunting cars. Some of them was birdling away with folk on them, and others was standing waiting. I was aye terrible fond of horses, and I stood looking at them and admiring them. But hear ye, I hadn't stood glaring very long till any of the drivers nodded at me and laughed. I laugh back at him.
A Merry Christmas to you.
And the same to you, sir, said I, wondering in my own mind who he kenned me.
Does your mother know you're it?
Oh, did she does.
I hope she's in good health.
Pretty muddling, sir, except that she's new and then bothered with the rheumatics.
Will you take a drive?
Oh, thank you, sir. It would be ever muckle trouble. And I'm well used to travelling.
John boy, it's no every day you get a drive, and Christmas only comes once a year.
So I got in the car.
Where to?
Oh, just whatever road you're going yourself. I'm in no way particular. Didn't he let me take you off your own road?
Well, the shops are all closed up, and the town looks like a Sunday. But if you like, I'll take you to see the college and the theatre and some of the big buildings.
Whatever you like, sir. I was never here before. I thought I saw the chap laughing 20 times till he had to wipe the water that he was in. But then he would say something funny either to me or to the horse that made us all laugh. Said I, as I went along, sir, what's the meaning of all them rails laid through the streets? They just look like railroads.
Ah, did. The Simbonee work for the like of me, for the trains for Newton, Bangor, and Donaghadee, and other places of Simba running into the town and dropping the folk off wherever they want to stop.
Poor fella. I thought a pity o'm. I'm sure he was roaring, for he put his handkerchief up to his face, and when he took it down again, it was like to burst, it was that red. And I suppose you hae a wife and family, says I.
Oh, deed I hae, and it's no easy to provide for them.
Aye, mon dear, it's ever aught who muckle weans can eat.
You would say that, if you had seen them at their breakfast this morning before I come out.
How many hae ye?
The baker's dozen, and when their ma and me sits down with them, that makes 15 at the table. It's a sick to see them 15 knives playing dab at the end print of butter. Looking knee and knee. It's no long till it's out of sight, I can tell you.
The dear man, that bait's off.
You had a big day with the Freemasons a while back.
Man, we had that. Oh, it's a fine confederation, and I had a great notion of joining them. I'm told it's a grand thing to be a Mason.
You'd better believe it. When you're a Mason, you may go on where you like and get what you want for nothing.
Do you tell me that? Boys, I would like to ken some of them. I believe the ticket clerk in our railway station is a Mason.
Well, if you had thrown him a sign, he might have given you a free ticket.
Man, I wish I had a kent that. I suppose you darna show me the sign.
No, I dare not. But if you really mean to join the Masons, you might try the plan I'm going to describe.
I'll be forever obliged to you, and it'll go on nae farther, you may depend on it.
Well, on account of the family you belong to, I'll trust you, and I'll show you where a lodge meets.
And what's your plan?
Tak your right knee and hit the door 6 times as hard as you're able. If it didn't happen it, tak your other knee and hit the door 6 times. Then, if a man opens it and asks us what you want, do this.
And he laid down his whip, and he put his left hand on the top of his head, and he gripped at the point of his nose with the other hand. He made me do it after him.
Then, you'll maybe be asked what you want.
And what'll I say or do?
Just reverse the sign. Put your right hand on your head and grip your nose with your left.
Well, what's next?
He'll likely look as if he doesn't understand you and pretend to shut the door.
And what'll I do then?
Put your foot inside and say, "It's a what nicht that?" Then, if he opens the door again, reach up your hand to his ear and poo it. That's what we call the grip.
Poo his ear?
Oh, aye. But you need to take the ear with you.
And what'll I do then?
I don't need to tell you any more. The man will show you what comes next. And now, here we are at the college.
We had a deal, Mayor Tak, that I hadn't time to tell you. He took me through the whole town. And at last I said that I wouldn't keep him off his work any longer. You done very well, and I'm sure I'm muckle obliged to you. The first time you're in our countryside, dinna gun by without calling, and will I be able to gie ye 2 or 3 pritters or a drop of buttermilk at ony rate. Good morning to ye.
Good day. And I'll only charge ye 5 shillin.
5 shillin for what?
For your drive.
Preserve me, didn't I think you were gieing me a sale for nothing?
Oh, you maun wait till you're a mason afore I could do that. I would charge you mair, only you're gonna join.
Well, I wish you had a telt me sinner, for indeed I canna spare the money. Will you tak 2 shillin, sir? And the end of it was that I had to pay him the 5 shillin, although it went to my heart to do it. However, he cheered me up by telling me that I would make far mair nor that if I got into a mason lodge. I was getting hungry by this time, for I'd took an early breakfast. And just by chance I saw a house where I had a notion I would get something to eat, and in I went. The place was nearly full of men, eating as if they were feared of missing the train. I sat down and a nice young lass come up to me, and says she,
"What'll you hae, sir?"
"Oh, give me pritters. There's nothing like pritters. Cruffles, if you please."
"Very well. What you tack with them?"
"Oh, a pickle of salt if you ain't nothing better."
"With a roast turkey, ham, chops, roast beef, and mutton."
"Heth, that's well for you. It's no a bad meat house you're in, my lass."
"Did you say roast beef, sir?"
"Nah, I said you were in a brave meat house, but I will tack some roast beef."
"Large or small?"
"Oh, large, if you please." "I thought it wasn't a big looking dinner that you brought me," and says I, "Is that a large roast beef, dear?"
"Yes, sir. You asked for a large plate."
"Oh, the plate's big enough, but it's the beef I'm going to eat, and that's no very big. I'm glad I didn't order a smallion, for I think I would have needed a pair of specs to see it." I very soon cleaned my plate, and then the lass come back and says, tell me,
"Will you hae only dessert?"
"Only what?"
"Dessert."
"And what's that?"
"Och, apple pie or rice or plum pudding or tapioca."
"Tapi what? What's the name of that last thing?"
"Tapioca."
"I'll take some of that." That was real nice, so it was. "How much is all that?" says I, when I had done.
"A shilling, but pay at the door."
There was another terrible purty lass in a wee box place, taking the money. Just as I put a shilling out of my pocket, a thought struck me that this lass might ken something about the Freemasons, and that I might get my dinner without paying for it. So I laughed in her face, and putting yon hand in the top of my head, I gripped my nose with a tether. "You ken what that means," says I. For I thought by her smile that it was our right. She shook her head and laughed at me. "What?" says I. "Do you no understand that?" in a reverse design. She just laughed a mare. So I seen she kent nothing about it. I paid Michelle, and then I went and took it on her through the streets. I would never be able to tell ye a' that I saw, but I maun let ye hear about my visit to a mason lodge. When I come to the place that the carman telt me about, down in Arthur Square, just front of the theatre, I made my way up the stairs, ever so heech, and I dunked at the door that hard that my knee dannelled. It was happened to be a big man that had a beautiful apron and collar on him, shining like gold. He looked at me. I made the sign.
What do you want?
Am I right, thinks I, and with that I made the sign backwards. He glared at me as if I had been an escaped lunatic, and I declare if I hadn't put my foot in the door, he would have shut it in my face. It's a what, Nick, says I. He laughed at that, and seeing me pushing in, he stooped his head down as if he hadn't heard me. It's a what, Nick, says I, pretty lood, thinking that he was hard of hearing, maybe.
He told me that twice. I want something else.
Oh, well, I can give you the grop. I wondered should I put it hard, so I got hard of his ear. He gave a jump and a gulder at me as if I'd struck him. I was that nervous that I nipped him ever hard. It was my turn to roar it next. The first thing I felt was his fist atween me een. He sent me heel over heels down the stair. I seen mair stars nor I'd seen for a good while. I gathered myself up. Then, without ever looking ahint me, I made for the train, thinking in my ain mind that if I wanted into the mason lodge, I would have to set about it some other way. Nah, and it's wonderful who news gets out. I wasn't a 2 days home till everybody run the hale countryside kent about my adventures in Belfast, the visit to the Freemason Lodge, and everything else. Jimmy Mignarly and a wheen of the boys made serious fun of me, and many a time I could not help losing my temper with them. Whenever one of the fellas met me, he would begin maying like a goat, and then he would clap yon hand on his head and catch his nose in the tower.
In The Adventures of Paddy McQuillan, His Christmas Day, Paddy was played by Will McAvoy, the driver was Willie Crummy, the waitress was Laura Spence, and the doorman was Gibson Young.